It's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. A look at MetLife Stadium across the parking lot from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. It's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG Plus, as the Giants have wrapped up their preseason practices for 2014. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. Bob Papa with former Giants tight end Howard Cross as the Giants get ready for their final preseason game Thursday night in MetLife Stadium when they take on the New England Patriots, and this long, hard training camp nearly at its end. And Howard, the Giants got some good news today with regards to offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. Went down to visit Dr. Anderson in North Carolina. No surgery needed for Schwartz. So they'll go through the rehabilitation process and hopefully they'll have him in a boot for 7 to 10 days and maybe get him back out on the field some point in September.
Well, that'd be great. You know, that's what they were hoping for. A big sign this offseason was Schwartz. He was supposed to be their guy that's going to kind of like come in and add some depth to the line from the, I think, leadership role. You know, losing Snead and everything. That was something that they were really hoping that he was going to come in and do.
Yeah, so Jeff Schwartz with that dislocated toe does not need surgery, which is good news for Giants fans and the Giant front office as well. Meanwhile, Brandon Mosley and James Brewer expected to return back to practice soon. They need depth on that offensive line. They need guys that they can use in case of other injuries.
They also need these guys to get a lot of reps when they can. You know, it's important not just for these guys to be healthy, to be out there and be a part of the team and be there as a utility player, but they need reps. They need not just mental reps, but they need to see things. And you don't get your footwork from standing around on the sideline or riding the bike. You get your footwork from being out on the field.
All right, today is also a day in which all the NFL teams were mandated to get down to 75 men at 4 p.m. Eastern. Victor Cruz talked about how difficult a day this is for not only coaches, but players.
It's sad, man, because you build these relationships with guys and you build these friendships with guys, and you know, the reality is some of them have to go, and some of them do go, and then you understand it's part of the business and you get that point, but it's still sad to see some of your friends that you built these relationships with and friendships with go to the wayside like that. But you understand it's a business, and you just hope that those guys get jobs elsewhere and continue to play this game that they love.
All right, let's take a look at the list of players that were let go by the Giants today. And Charles James, I guess one of the big surprises on this list of players that were let go, Ross Weaver, C.J. Barnett. Xavier Grimble, rookie tight end, never really got anything going because of a hamstring injury throughout the course of camp. Jerome Cunningham was a player that they signed late that had not been in the NFL, and this is a guy that did some good things, didn't make it. Meanwhile, the Giants looked like they were going to waive kicker Brandon McManus. However, before they put the paperwork in at 4 o'clock, Denver gave the Giants a conditional 7th-round draft pick for McManus, so he was traded, so the Giants get something from nothing.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, McManus is doing a decent job in the preseason, kicking the ball, definitely kicking it deep into the end zone. I don't think he really had a problem with the field goals. It is great that, you know, you get a chance to get something for this. Instead of getting a wave, you get a pickup next year, a conditional 7th-round pick, but he's a kicker. You need that.
Well, and obviously Denver needs it with the situation going on with Prater. So rather than fearful that another team could put a claim in for him, the Denver Broncos went ahead and traded for him. We mentioned that Charles James, who is just a real high-energy guy, was let go by the Giants. And that surprised some people not only outside the organization but inside the locker room with some of the players. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin explained why.
All those decisions are made behind closed doors, and that's the way it's going to remain. Charles obviously was a guy that did a good job this fall in the gunner position, but needed some improvement in other areas that we actually thought were going to be a little more productive.
Now, Charles James is a guy that brought a lot of energy, but Howard, he was really good in the practices, but in the last couple games, really struggled to make plays and allowed passes against him. And I guess at the end of the day, no matter how many interceptions you get in practice, You got to do it in game situations.
You got to be so outstanding on teams that you could able to develop and practice as a backup player, or you got to be so great in the regular on your regular position that when you get on teams, they can work with you. He kind of fell in the middle between both, and that's just not going to help him, not just here or anywhere. You got to make plays when you're on the field. You get an opportunity to play. But if your teams play, we had a player a long time ago, Renee. Remember Renee Thompson? He played. You could throw. Anybody could catch pass on him. But, man, he could cover. He was the gunner. He played every team the best you ever seen. Went to the Pro Bowl with it.
Yeah, he was a tremendous special teams player, which kept his value. Now, with the new practice squad rules, Charles James is eligible, if he doesn't get picked up by another team, to potentially be a practice squad player for the Giants. Bennett Jackson, sixth-round draft pick out of Notre Dame. At the end of the day, when they came down to this decision, at least for now, to get to the 75, he was the guy that they decided to keep.
Wow, you know, that's one of those things. You draft somebody, you see the potential, you know why you drafted him. You've put some time in studying him, getting to know him a little bit. The scouts have all talked about him. And remember, when they close the doors, as Coach Coughlin said, you don't know what goes on. But what we used to hear all the time, and Coach Pope used to say, and Coach Brabine would say, is that, hey, give me a reason to fight for you. Give me something to show them on tape that I can say, hey, look, this is why we need to keep this guy. And that's why Bennett Jackson, not only with the scout and everything, he was doing a few more things and being a little more consistent.
The Giants have a very crowded secondary, including at the safety position. And second-year player Cooper Taylor was placed on season-ending injured reserve. So was Marcus Sue Parris, but not with the shoulder injury. He was placed on injured reserve because of a hip injury. He's going to need surgery on his labrum on his hip. But Cooper Taylor was a guy that had really come on, Howard, and was showing a lot of good things, not only on special teams, but on defense.
You know, Cooper's doing a good job. He's learned the defense. Very smart player, headsy player. Great job on teams. You know, he shows up a lot on film. He's had a couple interceptions. Had a bad play one time in the game. I think maybe against the Bills, and came right back and got an interception. So a guy with a short memory, so he knows how to make plays.
Yeah, so that's a bad break for Cooper Taylor and the fact that he's been placed on injured reserve. But that opens things up for one of the Giants' fifth-round picks, Nat Burhey, who also plays safety and has shown some things on special teams and on defense with the second and third group that has this organization very encouraged.
Well, Cooper being down, you know, Cooper may have had the lead in that race, but now that Cooper's down, gives Cooper a chance to get himself better and know that he's going to have another opportunity coming up next year if he comes back. And if a safety goes down, he might be able to come back later in the season.
Yeah, so we talked about the fact that Brandon McManus was traded to Denver. That means Josh Brown keeps his job for a second year with the New York Giants. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to look at players on the bubble as the Giants continue to craft their roster for 2014. We continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. It's time for our top moment of the day. And it belongs to running back Peyton Hillis. Ryan Nassib, little wheel route down the sideline. Jaquan Williams can't knock it away. Peyton Hillis makes a nice catch here. Off the deflection, tips it to himself, reels it in. Good catch for Peyton Hillis. As we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Well, the Giants upgraded their running back position with the signing of Rashad Jennings. And earlier today, he talked about what makes a quality NFL running back.
To be a complete running back, you have to be able to study film like a quarterback. You got to be able to catch the ball like a receiver, block like an offensive lineman, and you got to be able to be agile just like a running back who you are. So playing a running back, you have to wear a lot of hats. And being a professional athlete is kind of your job to study the game and be great at it. So I think that's it's part of the duty.
He forgot to mention you also have to be fearless because you're running into people bigger than you. As we take a look at the Giants' depth chart at running back, Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams, Peyton Hillis, Michael Cox, Kendall Gaskins. And obviously Andre Williams has shown good things. And Peyton Hillis obviously is a guy that the Giants wanted to bring back after they picked him up last year. So let's take a look at this running back position. Obviously they can't keep all of them. What's your scouting report on this group?
Well, you know, what Rashid said was really important. The first thing he said is, like, you got to be able to learn the offense like a quarterback. It's very important for the guys to be able to watch film, understand. You're helping pick up blitzes. You're a key cog in that protection. That's the biggest thing you do. You're cutting, understanding where to run the ball. That's all great. But being able to pick up the blitz and protect the guy who costs the most money standing beside you is a very important thing. And looking at that list, the way you're going to do it, you're going to get Williams, a nice pick, great runner, good, strong kid. And you got Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Peyton Hillis and what he brings to the table here as far as a running back. Because he's got big size, got pretty good hands. And he'll get you that tough yard.
He'll get you the tough yards. He also can play in the passing game. He can catch the ball very well out of the backfield, as we saw in the moment of the day. He's a guy that can actually pick up the blitz. He understands where he's coming from. It's not a thing that you can say when you sit here about picking up the blitz. A guy has to want to do it. He's able to do it with that big body, and he wants to do it when he's in the game.
All right, Kendall Gaskins is another guy that brings you size when it comes to the running back position. Anything that has stood out as far as Kendall Gaskins is concerned?
And that's the problem. Like when you say anything stand out, no, actually, right now he's just another guy that's back there taking reps. You want him to stand out. You know, Peyton Hillis has missed a lot of practice, and you can tell there's a difference when he's not in the game. There's a drop-off where you go one, you go two, three, then there's a little bit of a drop-off, and that's what he needed to do during his training camp. He needed to use this time to go as fast, as quick as possible, always trying to catch the coach's eye.
All right, what about Michael Cox, who is a second-year player who also contributed last year on special teams?
Now, that's where Cox has the lead in, you know, being the guy that maybe stays around a little bit longer. Special teams play, every player that isn't the number one, maybe even the number two player, has to be very effective and very useful in special teams. Cox has done that, has proven he can do that, and I think, you know, this week, Thursday night, he's going to have to do it again. He's going to really show up on teams.
All right, fullback. Obviously, there's not a lot of teams in the NFL that have fullbacks. Some teams choose not to use it. The Giants have two quality ones in Henry Heinoski and John Connor. Connor came in last year after Heinoski was hurt and did a wonderful job. How do you see this competition as of right now? Because you know only one is probably going to stay.
Well, Connor has a great name, the Terminator kind of name and everything, but I think Heinoski's a little more versatile. He's got, you know, looser hips, as we say, when you're watching a guy. He goes in, he does a great job blocking it, as both guys do, but he's able to turn his hips and catch the ball and get upfield. That's what you want to see out of all your players, a little bit more of an athletic-type move. You know, Heinoski does play on some teams as well, which helps out, but you know, Connor's got to find a way in this game to make a couple plays, you know, here or there. Again, the tightness in the hips, kind of making him a one-dimensional type player. You see right there, not getting down low enough to take on the block. You gotta be almost perfect when you're trying to compete for a position that they're only going to have one of on a team.
All right, let's look at the wide receiver position because obviously there's a lot of competition there. You've got Victor Cruz, Ruben Randall, Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, those are guys you pen in right now. But then you look at Jarrell Jernigan, Corey Washington, Preston Parker's done things on special teams. Mm-hmm. Trindon Holiday's been hurt. Mario Manningham doesn't give you much on teams. And Julian Talley showed the other night in the game. So break down this group here for me and the guys that you think have an opportunity to stick past the cuts on Saturday.
You know, the guys that are going to stick past the cuts on Saturday is going to be the guys that basically play in special teams. Well, I keep saying it over and over. It sounds like a broken record. That's going to be the biggest thing. And now the kid, everybody loves the kid catching the touchdowns week in and week out, you know, Washington. Everybody loves him. But where is he on the special teams? You don't see him really showing up on special teams. That could be the thing that, although he's a big body, a great, you know, physical specimen on the outside, that missing thing on the special teams could be the thing to make him the odd man out.
All right, let's go to your favorite position, the tight ends. There are four remaining on the roster. As we take a look at the tight end depth chart, Larry Donnell, Daniel Fells, Kellen Davis, Adrian Robinson. Do they keep four tight ends? Can they afford to keep four tight ends, or does one not make it?
Well, one's probably not going to make it, and the reason why it's not going to make it is Heinoski's doing such a good job. If you had a fullback situation where the fullback was a little questionable, you'd be worried about that. But since you have a fullback like Heinoski, and if you can keep him healthy, you'll keep three tight ends.
Who do you think the odd man out is? Or does it really depend on what happens on Thursday night for that last
spot? It's going to depend on what happens on Thursday night. I think that, you know, you got to have somebody to fight for. Like Coach says, give me something to fight for. On Thursday night, they're going to get a lot of reps. Give me something to fight for.
All right, one guy who always has a lot of fight is Antrell Roll, a true leader coming off a Pro Bowl season. When we come back on the show, I sat down earlier today and talked with the Giants defensive leader as we continue with Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Back here on Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess on MSG Plus, and we're joined by Giants safety Antrell Roll. All right, Antrell, here you are, year number five with the Giants, coming off a Pro Bowl year. How does Antrell Roll get even better?
Oh, well, I think you always get better. You know, just work on the little things as well as work on, you know, the huge things that you probably messed up in the previous years before, you know, previous games, so forth and so on. I feel like you can always critique yourself. I feel like you always, the way you get better is you make your teammates better. So that's always going to be something that you're never going to be able to fully accomplish, you know, throughout the season.
All right, everybody's talking about this new secondary and the new look. Talk about the communication and how has that been trying to get the new pieces in place?
Communication has been phenomenal. I think that's something that has happened naturally for us, you know, these OTAs and training camp. You know, we gel a lot. You know, we gelled pretty good. And more importantly, I think we're even that much closer off the field, which also gives it an extra edge.
Tell me a little bit about Walter Thurman, who comes in here. He's a guy that's really good at playing the slot. What has he brought to this defensive secondary?
Well, more importantly, what Walter has brought to the secondary is he's a gifted player. He's an intellectual player. He's very smart. You know, he knows where to be, and he understands, more importantly, what the offense is trying to do to us as a defense. So, you know, he knows how to play beyond the X's and O's, and that's something that we definitely need.
All right, DRC is a guy that you can just kind of sit out there and say, you take care of that. That's got to be a relief for a safety.
Oh, yeah, that's always a relief. You know, he's a phenomenal talent, man. DRC, like I said, I think he could be the best corner in the league, you know, if he puts his mind to it and just give it everything he's got. He has the tools. He has athletic ability, and more importantly, he has a speed that allows him to flow and can take, you know, certain chances that other corners might not be able to naturally take.
All right, how good can this defense be this year? I mean, because you guys were pretty good last year.
Yeah, we were pretty good last year. I think we held our own fairly decent. Like I said, we can always get better. I feel like the sky's the limit for us. We're only going to be as good as we want to be, which is, you know, putting the extra hours after film study, after practice, and just going the extra mile.
Stevie Brown coming off that injury. Obviously, it was a big loss last year to not have him. As you work with him getting ready for, you know, the season opener, how do you feel he's come back?
I think Stevie Brown's going to be fine. You know, obviously, you know, missing an entire year at the safety position, which is extremely the quarterback of the defense, you know, it takes some time to get back in the rhythm. And, you know, he had the first play of the Buffalo game just out the gate. We was talking about him not making contact in over a year, and out the gate he goes and makes a phenomenal tackle. So I think Stevie Brown's going to be fine. I think, you know, I'm looking for another phenomenal year from him.
Do you carry over anything from last year with that bad taste with the way the season went, or is it completely out of your mind right now?
Yeah, you carry over. You know, never let it happen again. That's the only thing you want to carry over. Everything else just goes to the wayside.
You've played in two Super Bowls. Obviously, you won one with the Giants. How much is it burning you to go get another Lombardi Trophy?
I think that means everything for me right now in my career. You know, I've had, you know, two great contracts. I've been in numerous Pro Bowls. I've had, you know, all the accolades. Right now, it's just about going out there and being the best player I can be, going out there being the best teammate I can be, and more importantly, just making sure I can lead by example and be the upstanding guy that my team and my coaches expect me to be.
Antrell, we appreciate a couple minutes.
I appreciate it.
That's number 26. Yeah. Antrell Roll joining us here on the program. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants roster. Howard Cross rejoins me as we continue with Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus.
No. Who gonna stop me? Nah. Nobody.
Hit left. Just pull. Very good.
Pull. Get low, Kanaan.
He won. Oh, he won.
Down low. I want you down low. Move.
run. Go, 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 go.
Hey, Mom.
I'm on the field and I'm chilling. No, I'm just saying.
Let's go, D-Lion. Set the tempo today.
We're not going to sit in there and hold hands. We're going to practice our ass off to try to get better. Stay with the program. I may flip some things around. Stay with it. We can wear pads on this day, too. We can put them all on. We got to move forward. We got to advance.
Sights and sounds of training camp 2014 and Howard Cross final preseason game Thursday night against the Patriots. What are some of the defensive objectives you're looking for out of this game?
Well, it'd be great to see the front four get a pass rush. I don't care who's in. If the first four guys get like eight plays or four plays, get some pass rush. I'd like to see them hit a quarterback somewhere during the series, get after a guy, knock a guy down. That would be awesome. On the run game part of it, I'd like to see them stop and get, you know, at least a tackle in the backfield, whether it's a sack or a tackle in the backfield. Those front four, I need to see more pressure.
All right, let's take a look at the Giants' defensive line. We're going to focus in on the defensive tackles. We've talked a lot about the defensive ends. Cullen Jenkins, very versatile. Mike Patterson's a veteran. Jonathan Hankins, a second-year player. Jay Bromley, a rookie. Marcus Kuhn and Kelsey Quarles. What do you think about this group to this point?
Right now, you know, Hankins has really impressed me. Kind of shocking how good he became. You know, Cullen Jenkins, we knew he was going to be good. Hadn't seen a lot of Mike Patterson. Been down and out with a few injuries. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, when he gets started, how good he's going to be. Kuhn got banged up. Could be the odd man out because of that. He's got to find a way to get himself back on the field and, you know, perform as quickly. When he shows up, he's got to do it right away.
All right. What about Mark Herzlick when it comes to special teams? You think he's kept that spot because he is a special teams ace?
You know what? When you do a lot on teams and you can play a little linebacker, it'll help you out. It goes a long way. I think that helped him a lot.
Training camp is over, my friend.
What a workout.
We are done. We hope you enjoyed it each and every night here on MSG Plus, your home for the New York Giants during the regular season. For Howard and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us tonight. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.